So our scripture reading this morning is Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 through 40. You can follow along on the screen. Matthew 22, verses 36 through 40. "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" And Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Paul. And I did remember to turn my cell phone off, so if anybody else didn't, good luck. The subject is New Year's resolutions. I will admit right up front, I've never made one that I can remember. And I know my personality is that I won't do the same thing two or three times in a row. So I'm one of these flexible type of people. Unorganized would be another way to do that. Let me pray also, please. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity that you've given us to start another year. What a blessing that is as we have opportunities to know you more, to know you better, to be your champion in the field. We know you could solve all the world's easy, but you expect us to work on that. And we just thank you for the opportunity. We know we'll fail, but we know you will support us. We thank you for this time. We thank you for looking an opportunity to look at the new year. In Jesus' name, amen. I've listed 10 New Year's resolutions. I decided I ought to look it up and see what resolutions are. Lose weight is number one. I guarantee you I've never missed a meal, so that could be it. Getting organized, another bad one. Spend less, save more. Enjoy life to the fullest. Staying fit and healthy. Learn something exciting. Quit smoking. That's good. Did I do something wrong? Help others in their dreams. Fall in love. Did that. And spend more time with family. The list is interesting. I'm kind of depressed a little bit when spend more time with your family was the last one in the list. But certainly that's what the world looks at. Here's this one little guy. He said, my goal for 2017 is to accomplish the goals of 2016, which I should have done in 2015, because I promised them in 2014, and I planned them in 2013. So maybe that's good, because I could never do something that long. But it was a cute little guy there, and glad that he could give us that. But essentially, another year's gone by. More on resolutions. Percentage of Americans who usually make resolutions, 45%. Wow, I was surprised at that. The next one, I was equally surprised at. Percent of people who are successful in doing them is about 8%. So I'm not saying resolutions are bad. If it helps people, good. And sometimes just getting started, like the Bible study, the reading, get started. You miss a day, don't give up. Keep going. But we need to think about life. How quickly life goes by. We're in another year. I've had 72 of them. This is the 73rd, so wow. How long eternity is? We compare our point in here to, well, eternity is. That's another thing. And I ask this question, do we have the right priorities? Do we have the right resolutions? Might be another way to do it. Because as we look at the original resolutions that started in 10, there we know that as Christians we expect to have more. We expected to do more. We expected to live things more. So I put the deal of right priority. What's the year ahead like? Today there are millions who know about Jesus but don't know Jesus. And that's a difference that we need to count about. Because if you don't know Jesus, not just about him, there are plenty of people who know about him. Is he in your life? How is that? They hold their knowledge in their heads. It never really gets to their heart. That's another problem with things that people profess to be Christians. But as we look at these types of things, we see that maybe they're not. Jesus said, this people, talking about that type of people, about what they know Jesus, honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commands of men, or the commandments of men. So these people are using secular principles and calling them commandments. People honor God by, these people would honor God by saying the right things. I mean, I've been in Sunday school, I've taught Sunday school, and there's a lot of people that know the answers. But I just know that they need more than that. And so that's one thing that can happen. They say the same thing, but inwardly their heart is not in it. They just know how to abide and go with that. They teach commandments of men. And essentially that becomes a sham. They teach. We had a pastor that taught Sunday school for ages. And he's commented on this himself. And he says, and finally he realized he was teaching at a church that wasn't necessarily one that we would probably be like. And he said, I didn't know Jesus well. I knew the Bible, but I didn't know Jesus. And he's a great pastor now. But he knew and learned from that. We talked about the great commandment. Teacher is a word that is mostly referring to Jesus and generally shows respect. But prior to this particular verse, he was being confronted by the Pharisees. The person who's talking there, supposedly according to Matthew, was a Pharisee and a lawyer. So I guess they had him back then too. And so he pointed out that this was a part of that. If you read the first four verses in front of this, you see they were trying to trap him. That's what the Pharisees like to do. And so he wanted, was likely that in doing this, when you talk about the great commandment, you all recognize this was not from Exodus, right? And this was, of course, Jesus talking in Matthew's, but probably these people were trying to trap him into coming up with one of the commandments, and then they could argue about why is that not the right one. Anytime you see Jesus getting kind of trapped, he just goes, phew, and then says something that's beautiful, is what we have here. Love your neighbor says we need to love our neighbor. And the only way I think I can do that, honestly, if I'm truthfully, is I need to love God. And God allows me to love others. And so that's in here. So the great commandment, but what I want to talk is about resolutions for 2017. Now, many of you would think that because I'm the treasurer of the church that I'll expect we would mention tithing. I will. But the tithing I want to mention is, have we tithed the time our Lord has given us, or have we wasted a lot? Paul said he read for 15 minutes. How many people can't find 15 minutes in a day to do that, to read? Busyness gets in the way. So basically that resolution, how are we tithed? So I'm going to talk about two resolutions. And I call them resolutions, but really I think they're priorities. First, growing in knowing God. Based on the verses that we saw in the Great Commandment, there was two parts to that, really, as I saw it. One, talking about God, and then the other one was talking about community, talking about others. And so I'm going to suggest the two resolutions that we probably ought to think about seriously is growing by knowing God and growing in knowing one another. If we can do that, then we would really make some progress in our lives. So grow in knowing God is the next. Know and depend on God. He's our audience. If we're going to grow in Him, we need to focus on Him as our highest priority. As a high school kid, kind of dating, you know, one person, of course, I was having a problem saying that God was just much more important than any other person in my life. Because this person in my life was really important to me. And so I had to get over that. But we learn in high school. We learn at other times too. But basically, He is our audience. We should look to Him. Becoming like Christ is our goal. As we look at, I want to grow in knowing God. So my goal is becoming like Christ. And I'm going to comment on four very simple things that you might look as being too simple, but I think we need to be reminded of it, because I would vary to say that most of us don't do these completely. But through weekly worship on Sunday, it's important that we're here. We're getting from this church, God's word is shared. And since most of the presentations of His word, the sermons, are involved in expositional preaching, how hard is it when you skip every other week or something of this nature? Are you really getting what you need from daily worship on Sundays? That's an important one. We become more like Christ as we read His word, clearly. Being here on Sundays, listening to preaching, listening to the songs, in fact, all of the songs are about God. I had to ask Paul, how come everything's about God? I got a real good thing playing on Caleb, and we don't get to hear that here. So there was something that I had to cope with that. But reading His word, Paul talked about this, and that's a very good thing to do consistently. It's hard for me, though, but with 5 days, I think that's pretty good. Through Bible study, are we doing more in-depth in our Bible reading? You can read the verses, and that's important. But if you have a chance to participate in Bible study, then that's another good thing to do. And that helps us know God also, because When you get into a Bible study, sometimes it's just a couple people working on learning the verses and also learning to understand what it really is said by it. Sometimes you read Leviticus and you're not exactly sure what it is. Jan knows it. Shall I ask her? But the other one is through prayer. This is probably one I should have put farther up in the list, but being diligent in prayer, Colossians 4:2 says, continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it in all thanksgiving. These resolutions may sound very simplistic, but I think if these were followed and incorporated in our community, we'd be a bigger church and we'd also be a more mature church. Grow in knowing one another. The Christian life is not meant to be lived alone. I had a friend tell me, he says, when I said, well, you're going to miss church if you go to the beach. He said, well, I could worship at the beach. I looked at him and said, yeah, you can, but you won't. You won't. So we need to make sure our priorities are focused. And why don't you go beach later on in the day or something of this nature. But basically, it's not to be lived alone. We need to be in community. And I have a couple friends that just say, no, I know God, but I don't have to go to church. And every time I get, I talk to him about that. Fellowshipping with other believers is how we find our life together. That's an important one also, as that's our sense of community. Where can we get a group? That doesn't mean everybody here is Christian. We like to get people in to work with and help. But clearly, fellowshipping with other believers are important. If you look at what we shouldn't do, you know, helping work with others is we shouldn't indulge in anger. We shouldn't indulge in unforgiveness. We should treat people the way they want to be treated. We should love others as God loved us. And the most important one of those types of things is you're getting in fellowshipping. If you find people, you need to help them. And they need to be helped. If somebody's angry, go to church. You know, we'll work with you on it. Those types of things I think are important. And forgiveness is a big issue with me because I've seen so much of it around. And all I can look at is if I can forgive, or if God could forgive me a lot, why do I have any issues in forgiveness? I just need to forgive and move on. It's that simple. Develop meaning relationships. We meet here, we talk with people. How is that relationship going? Is it meaningful, or are we talking about stuff? Group Bible study. We have the up in and out groups that get 3 or 4 people involved in it. Seek godly counsel from others. I can beginning to know one another as I ask somebody, here's what I'm going through. Can you help me on it? Can you talk to me about it? And then communicating with our neighbors. This is another side of it where we're going to be doing that later on today. By way of benediction, 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and to the end of eternity. So our resolutions, I would hope that we would take the two that we talked about, getting to know God better, getting to love God more, and the other one, to love our one another's, love our neighbor as ourselves. I'd like to pray as we close. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time. There was a rush because of the time to go through some of this, but Lord, we know that we need to know you better. We are all not at full maturity. Sometimes we just need to know you as opposed to knowing about you. But Lord, we just ask your continued blessing. We ask your continued blessing by the Holy Spirit to help us when we need to be exhorted, when we need help and we need understanding. We thank you for his compassion as he does that. And we also thank you, of course, for Jesus, how important he is. When we want to know who God is, we should look to Jesus. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.